Ryan Holmes, northeast of Row 299, north of Timber Creek Lane, being lot 167 within Long Neck Shores Development, and variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Mike Sabatoni, 31297 Lakeview Boulevard, Lewis, Delaware.
Spell your last name.
C-I-A-B-A-T-T-O-N-I.
You swear or affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm Mike Sabatoni. I'm the production manager for Ryan Holmes here in Sussex County. I'm here tonight to request a variance for a front porch encroachment on lot 167 in the Long Neck Shores community.
Okay.
I have a few handouts, if I could pass them out. One is the original engineering plan that we had prior to the start of this house. One is a final survey upon construction of the house, along with two pictures of the affected area. Now, the request tonight comes at the unfortunate expense that we, during the design and construction of this home on lot 167, unfortunately, our front, due to an engineering mistake in the beginning of the construction, our front enclosed covered porch encroaches the front yard setback by approximately 1.5 feet, or about 3 square feet. Unfortunately, this error was not caught until the final survey and at the point we were ready to do a certificate of occupancy. We feel that the approval of this variance will not affect the certainly the community or any of the adjoining property owners. We feel that any physical changes to bring this porch back within the 1.5 feet would adversely affect the front facade of the house and ultimately the customers.
And as for the other standards?
For uniqueness and possibility of development, unfortunately, it's already built. It's there at this point, so our only choice would be to alter the current structure. To bring it back into conformity. Again, we don't believe that there's any effect on the affected surroundings, and this would be the minimum extent of variance.
That addresses 3 of the 5.
The difficulty was created by us.
One of the exhibits in the package is this looks like an excerpt from your flat notes, and it appears that there was some effort to revise some of the lots. Did that have anything to do with the problem that you've got tonight?
No, that was a separate variance that was granted to the developer, the underlying property owner. That's a separate issue to this.
Ryan Holmes, the only builder in the development?
Yes, sir.
And what percentage is the development complete?
About 80%.
80%?
Yes.
At the time of this construction, it was 80% roughly?
Yes. And both properties on either side of this house is complete and occupied.
This page you have here says revisions and revised 1609, revised front building setback line per planning commission. Is that planning and zoning commission?
Yes, sir.
And that was as a from a request from Ryan Holmes?
No, sir, from the underlying property owner.
Who is?
That.
And what was the reason for that?
The adjoining property, they wanted to have the opportunity to go from a 25-foot setback to a 20-foot setback in order to get the houses further away from the adjoining property and allow more buffer between the community.
Was that for this particular lot or for several lots?
For several lots. This lot was part of that underlying change.
That's what this reference is to.
I'm not familiar with that document specifically, but yes.
It's in your packet of application.
I think the inspector put it there.
Okay. So do we have any record of the revised front building setback line? Was it particular to this lot? And how much was it revised? Was it revised to, you said to allow the home to be closer?
Yes, sir. Well, from an original 25-foot setback, I believe, to a 20-foot setback.
Okay, and it includes this lot?
Yes, sir.
It was lots 152 through 197. This is lot 167.
Okay.
So it does include this one.
Okay, are there any questions, further questions? Mr. Cade?
No, sir.
Mr. Edson? Mr. Mills?
Sir.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion we take case number 10,746 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. Mills, that we take case number 10,746 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. So your case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or may call the office in the morning after 9.
Great, thank you.
Okay, yes, sir.